producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Are on the ground in Ferguson, Missouri. That's now become an international news story and threatens to engulf the country in more riots and looting. We're here trying to objectively break down how the police state is not good for anybody but the globalists that have hijacked this country. Nevertheless, though, there are miscreant forces coming into the area in Ferguson out of St. Louis trying to stir things up. We've got the new Black Panthers calling for violence. We've got reports that our reporters have confirmed of Molotov cocktails and shots being fired. So the police then went completely wild and began attacking everyone, including reporters. And then they had a late-night press conference saying that, well, unless you have a $50,000 camera, this is an actual quote, and a news van, basically, we don't know you're a reporter. So that is ongoing. We had our reporters there in the press conference. Joe Biggs, literally right next to the state police spokesman, and they would just ignore their serious questions. So that's coming up. The situation is obviously deteriorating quickly, but we need to look at all the other news. The open borders, the wars the globalists are starting, the destabilization of the Middle East, the ongoing devaluation of the dollar. We don't have a guest on until the third hour. It's a best-selling author, wrote Police State USA. We carry and sell the book. It's a WorldNet Daily book. And the book is so informative that I actually learned something from it. And I don't say that arrogantly. I'm probably the leading expert when it comes to full-spectrum analysis of how the police state really works. Just because I've been studying it, reading the Rand Corporation documents, reading the Pentagon papers for almost two decades. I didn't wake up to this for a couple of years on air, so maybe 18 years. And her book's powerful because she's a well-known journalist, did a deep research on what's currently going on. So she'll be joining us to discuss the police state that finally people are getting concerned about. And when we say police state, the slang connotation is that means not liking police. And that's how they brainwash the police, that if someone talks about a police state, why, you don't like the police. No, what we don't like is living in a mix of North Korea and Nazi Germany meets Mexico, meets Guatemala, meets Nigeria. When you have tanks and police and paramilitary uniforms wearing masks, You live in a third world country. You live in an unstable cesspit. When they're rolling around with sound cannons and rubber bullets and the rest of it, this is the sign of a country in deep trouble, along with our giant, untenable, fraudulent debt, along with the NSA spying, along with the president operating as a dictator. This country is a mess. And we've got military police now joined by the National Guard, militarized police, now joined by the National Guard, pointing guns, now into week two, almost week three, coming up, at our reporters, and being very aggressive and very hateful, which, if you were even an occupying army, would not be a good bearing to have. It would cause more resistance, which shows you the training is all for a perfect storm of just disaster. So we'll look at all of it coming up, and then Cheryl Chumley, Police State USA, will be joining us. I intend to open the phones up early in this hour and to take a lot of phone calls for first-time callers in the first hour, and then we'll have wide-open phones in the second hour, and our guests joining us. It's all coming up today. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are the main websites.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide from Austin, Texas. Our reporters, now going into week number 2, have been reporting on the ground from Ferguson, Missouri, on what is a demo for martial law nationwide. And our reporters have gotten video of this. They can confirm that journalists are having rocks thrown at them by the supposedly perfect angel protesters. There are Molotov cocktails being thrown at the police. There are shots being fired. This did happen last night, and it's ongoing. And the hoodlums that have come into the area, as the head of the state police has said, have invaded and are using all of the bedlam, like criminals do, to basically engage in criminal activity, looting, you name it. And they're even attacking CNN reporters and others. There's now video of that. Headline, police in Ferguson arrest Getty photographer Scott Olson. That's happening on the other side. So you've got the police arresting reporters, tear gassing them, shooting them with rubber bullets, aiming guns at them. And you've got the hoodlums attacking them. Truly disgusting. There's a lot of bullying and thuggish behavior going on. And I've likened out-of-control police agencies over the years to a street gang. And it's so bad that I'm just tempted to pull my reporters completely out of there and just have them cover the press conferences and talk to eyewitnesses and just report on other people's live feeds, because there's no point in letting a bunch of gangbangers stab or shoot my reporters. And by the way, every time I criticize all the gangbangers with their pants hanging down around their butts and running around cussing at everybody and breaking out windows, I see comments on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and YouTube going, "I knew you were racist, Alex," in all caps. "Why are you hating on people?" These are the type of comments that you can go to the website and read. You understand, I don't like the police driving around in MRAPs with sound cannons attacking the press. I don't like the NSA illegally spying on me. I don't like the wide open borders. I don't like the fact we're sold out to foreign banks and being maneuvered towards economic collapse. I don't like the fact that it's a premeditated slide towards totalitarianism in this country on record. But it doesn't mean then I endorse a bunch of hoodlum people showing up out of areas of St. Louis to run around and say, "We've been oppressed, so we're going to attack reporters and people," even reporters that are there spewing political correct baloney. It's amazing that because somebody got shot and killed, now that gives a bunch of criminals a right to loot and burn stuff down. I got mad when the police were shooting with rubber bullets my reporters, Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson and Josh Owens, flash banging the car Josh was in, attacking the Al Jazeera reporters and arresting the Washington Post reporter. While Jakari was there, they were shooting rubber bullets, tear gas, and they run up and they break down the camera equipment, chase the reporters down the road, and then they go on the news the next day and say, "No, we were helping the reporters. They thanked us. So we went and found the reporters," and they said, "No, of course we don't thank them." It's pure bull. It's just a culture of lying everywhere. It's just disgusting. And more in America, that's what we see, just where everybody is acting like a bunch of hoodlum, crazy gangsters, just wanting to dominate and push people around. It's the end of chivalry. It is the end of common sense. It's the end of being honorable. It is just truly disgusting. We have more videos of our reporters on the sidewalk and other reporters, and then the police just walk up with M4s with live ammo in them, and others with shotguns with rubber bullets in them, 5 feet away. If you shoot somebody with rubber bullets at 5 feet away, you will kill them. There have been a lot of rubber bullet deaths. You see them in the news all the time in the back of the paper. Famous one was the Red Sox one. Remember the World Series? I don't know, it was like 8, 9 years ago. I forget. And a girl with no criminal record, college student, with her boyfriend, no criminal record, not even a misdemeanor, at like 10:30 at night when they won, walked out of a restaurant. She wasn't even there for the Red Sox. And the riot police were clearing people off the street that had dumped some stuff over. And a cop, a senior one, walked right up at 10 feet away. There it is, death of Victoria Schnellgrove, and shot her in the eyes and nose, driving her eyeballs back into her brain. And the cops, you know, they're very proud of themselves. Oh, that's just what happens. You got cops with shotguns pointing them at people's heads, ladies and gentlemen, with rubber bullets and 223 rounds that aren't rubber. And I just can't handle it. It makes me want to throw up. And the whole thing's contrived. You've got the Black Panthers, the new Black Panthers, which are basically a black Klan group, running around, you know, saying it's time for violence. I've got their quotes here. We've got another article out on it at Infowars.com last night that scrolled off. You guys print that for me. It's in the featured news archive. And then you've got all these other people that are just upset about their lives, upset that they don't have good-paying jobs or the welfare checks aren't big enough, or they're scared and tired of being pushed around by the cops. They're out protesting, and then just mixed in with it are all these hoodlums. And I'm just sick of the hoodlum culture that's sold and promoted by MTV and the radio and the culture across the board. It's not just inner city blacks. There's all sorts of versions of weird bully, fake tough guy, weird country rap, and weird hoodlum rock and roll, and just a culture of just trashiness. Men who aren't men, men that never had dads around, people that just think acting like thugs is tough and is cool. We've got some of those clips coming up. And I see the hoodlums with masks on their faces covering up who they are, and the police doing it, and just the rudeness. It freaks me out, because what's going to happen when the dollar fully devalues? What's going to happen as the industrial base sinks even faster? And we've got people that are third, fourth, fifth generation living on welfare in the countryside, in the inner cities, everywhere, who don't know how to provide for themselves. What's going to happen during this flux where the robots replace the humans with most jobs, from custodial positions to factory jobs to driverless cars? What's going to happen is the designed implosion of society. And I liken it to a Mars mission that takes a year there, 6 months on the ground, and a year back. The reason they haven't launched a Mars mission is because it's cost prohibitive, but also because most of the people that go will probably end up having heart attacks once they get there or on the way back, because no matter how much exercise they do, even if it's a spacecraft that's spinning that creates some centrifugal force and some gravity, the people will be like invalids once they return to Earth, even if they survive. You say, what's that have to do with this? We are immersed in a whole new culture of GMO and electrical frequency pollution and chemicals in the food and water and hundreds of hours a week for many people, for a lot of folks, 30, 40, 50 hours a week of television and screen time. And you can see the IQs dropping. You can see the numbers of diseases and illnesses skyrocketing. You can see the mutation and the de-evolution of humanity in front of everyone, the degeneration. I think about the people I knew when I was a little kid in the countryside that were super hardworking, super good-looking, super tough, super cool. And now I go back to where my family's from, and it looks like people that are still alive there, haven't moved out, have been hit by mutation rays, and all they do is watch satellite TV all day. If they even have a job in town, it's at a prison or at a power plant, and there's no culture, and they are literally just waiting to die. And I see the young people, not even so much my family, but just the locals, and they look like absolute hell and never even basically get out of their pajamas all day long, even if they go to a job. And then I see the inner city people, it's just exactly the same thing. It's not that I'm putting them down because they're black. It's like I'm not putting down white people in East Texas. They look and talk and act like hell and have been turned into trash. And it's disgusting. And it's getting worse. And the system's greasing the skids to make it as bad as they can and write all these textbooks admitting it, that they've dumbed everyone down to bring us into world government. And the end game is forced population reduction.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing about the in-home freeze dryer from Harvestrite for months now. Have you invested in yours yet? As you know, we live in a politically and economically troubled time. You should be preparing for an uncertain future today. Right now is the time to start freeze drying your own food so you can become self-reliant and less dependent upon others. To invest in your own home freeze dryer, go to HarvestRite.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Again, that's a home freeze dryer from HarvestRite.com. And be sure to mention this ad to save $200 through the month of August.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 18th, 2014, gold opened at $1,297.60. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,344.77, $672.38 for a half ounce, or $336.19 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,344.77, $672.38, and $336.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
draw the parallel of the analogy to the unnaturalness of humans in zero gravity and how that's prohibitive to long-term or long-duration missions in space. And I was likening it to the artificial environment we're in with the smartphones and the electromagnetic frequencies and the GMO and the chemicals and then the psychological warfare and the cultural breakdown and also the easiness of life compared to what it used to be. You get a welfare check, you can go get food even though it's GMO crud. You can lay around and watch Judge Judy all day. You can lay around and watch Oprah Winfrey all day and then see stories of the rich and famous and have class envy of people that have yachts and helicopters. And then you go to the shopping mall and you see the folks that are exercising. You see the middle class that's got money and that's got money to not eat GMO and they look healthy, whether they're black or white or Hispanic, and you are envious of them. You hate them. And that's what you see when the dumbed-down country folks come into town in the big city and see the beautiful people. In the elite areas of town, they get freaked out. They get insecure. And that's what happens when you get the dumbed-down, poisoned inner-city people struggling to try to make it as well, but born into an artificial, sick culture where we abort millions of children a year and just say they're not humans, not even knowing any better. So I don't sit up here and look at poor, pathetic country people, whether they be black or white or Hispanic, and look down my nose at them. I don't look at poor inner city black people, dumbed down, ignorant, brought up in the system. I feel sorry for them. But at the same time, they have been forged into a political weapon. Just like the poor people pouring in from Nicaragua and El Salvador and Guatemala, some of the most dangerous, broken places in the world, a poisonous transfusion. Signing them on to the Democratic Party and the welfare class to be the new political enforcer class in this country. You can see what the technocracy is doing, shipping in unlimited numbers of Somalis into Minnesota, into New York, into Las Vegas to take over the cab businesses. I'm not against the Somali people. But you talk about coming from somewhere with a total breakdown of society, an absolute Stone Age level barbarism and culture, and women treated worse than animals. And it's politically correct. Oh, what a neat culture. Let's adopt it. Oh, my gosh. You're wearing Levi's. You're a white guy driving a truck. That's sick and racist and homophobic. I bet you don't know how to read the New York Times. Oh, my gosh, look at the white man, how bad he is. But, oh, you're from Somalia or Sudan where they sexually mutilate the girls and don't let them out of the house? And then we could chain women up in houses here in America? Oh, that's their culture. Well, my culture is owning guns and treating women good and having private property and being wealthy and being successful and not being treated like a slave by the police. And I'm uppity. And I'm not going to back down, and I'm not going to be pushed around, and that's why the police treat me with respect, because they know I'll take them to court. They know I'll stand up to them. They want to be my servant. They want to be a defender of the Constitution. I'll support them. I'll admire them. They want to turn into paramilitary thugs sitting on top of a rotting country full of a bunch of dumbed-down trash. I'm not going to be treated like all the trash. I'm not going to lay down in the gutter. I'm not going to be run over anymore. I'm not going to have bureaucrats come in my house or come in my office without warrants. I'm not going to kiss up to uniforms and badges. All that is like ancients wearing headdresses or crowns. I don't like the Queen of England. I'm not going to bow down to her if she walked by. They invited me to go meet the Queen of England but said I had to bow to her. That woman living off the people of England and her family, a bunch of usurpers for hundreds of years, make me want to throw up. All of your ceremonial outfits, all of your headdresses, all of your costumes, all of it don't mean jack crap if they don't symbolize the republic and freedom. Then I'm all for symbols. Symbols are power, Molon Labe. I'll wear a decoration of a nickel belt buckle that celebrates men not turning their guns in.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I want to open the phones up to get your take on Ferguson. The clear evidence that there are Justice Department, New Black Panther Party, troublemakers there clearly trying to stir up violence. Our reporters almost got hit by a car the other night driving through the crowd that looked like they were targeting them. The people jumped out in ski masks and then ran off. We've got MSNBC reporters, CNN reporters being hit by rocks over the last few days. Chris Hayes was the latest. And we've got CNN reporters being arrested by the police. It's a bunch of mindless barbarism. And it really displays how ignorant the public is, but also how ignorant the police are of just what's going on around them. And from the beginning, the feds have been there advising. And even before the beginning of this, the feds were there giving them the training. And that leads me to the story that's up on DrudgeReport.com. It's up on InfoWars.com. We ended the broadcast yesterday as this story broke. Document, Army preparing to use lethal force against unarmed civilians during full-scale riots in the United States. But they need to set the precedent so the military and the police feel like this is a reasonable mission. From the left-hand side of Drudge, Army manual details preparations for full-scale riots in the USA and shooting, quote, unarmed civilians with sniper response, lethal sniper response. You can read the declassified, publicly released Army document released last Friday. The public discovered it yesterday. We wrote about it. No dinosaur media has picked up on this bombshell document yet. In fact, guys, I printed the document yesterday. It's in the TV studio. Somebody will give me that. Thank you so much. But all Americans are being robbed by the globalists. All Americans. 99.99% of us are on the bad receiving end of this tyranny, and all of us should value freedom, value justice, value the truth, and decry everything we see that is a problem and try to do something about it. I want to give the phone number out, and then when we start the next hour, we're going to talk to our reporters on the ground about what they witnessed in Ferguson and more, and we're going to break down civil disturbances. Manual ATP 3-39.33 that was created in April of this year and approved for public release distribution unlimited last Friday, Headquarters Department of the Army. NORTHCOM is now operating openly against the American people. The Army is publicly, along with the Marines, training to take on the Tea Party, gun owners, rural communities that will not go under martial law. That is the main focus on record. They will use unsavory thugs and people opportunistically burning down buildings and throwing Molotov cocktails at police as the pretext to roll out the MRAPs, the sound cannons, the rubber bullets, the cameras and microphones on the street corners that are beyond 1984. That's what's happening. They will use the threat of Al-Qaeda to take our liberties as well and publicly arm them. When the public wakes up, they just rename them ISIS, 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 IS, all the different names that they've given it to confuse the public. This is a PSYOP. This is being run against the people of Ferguson, against the thugs that have come in, against the state police, the local police, the National Guard. They're all there, compartmentalized, being taught the new police state model that was rolled out in Seattle in 99 and Katrina in 2005. And at the WTO, we caught the WTO repeatedly in Canada, in Ottawa, in London, England, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. On record, even came out in mainstream news, police dressed up like anarchists attacking police so that they would have a pretext to then attack the crowd. We have not seen any clear, verified evidence of that this time. Because there are reporters there and we know what to look for. Or it could be that the police are being moral. But it is on record that they hired anarchists and provocateurs, protected them. The Delta Force ran it. That came out in three Seattle papers. Seattle Post-Intelligencer, you name it. I made a film about it. But I do know it's being provocateured by the tax-free foundations, Ford Foundation and others, that are on record funding the Black Panther Party, the new Black Panther Party, La Raza, Mecha, all these race-based groups. They've caught the Southern Poverty Law Center and other groups, running white supremacist groups, not to infiltrate groups, setting them up to then run around and say unsavory things to stir up communities so they can drive the black community into the hands of the mindless, idiot clowns of the new Black Panther Party, who undoubtedly are useful idiots in the lower ranks, feds at the top. Remember Khalid Muhammad? We kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the beautiful blue-eyed babies. That's right, because the blue-eyed baby, the blue-eyed baby is going to grow up to be a big devil and going to try to kill our babies. And then every 9 months, the white woman lays on her back and out rolls reinforcements to the military manufacturing center. By the way, you could actually pull up that clip. I can almost do a perfect imitation. I love to do imitations, as everybody knows. Oh, dear, pesky earth creature. You'll say I'm racist doing a Khalid Muhammad imitation. I'm not against Martians. I just did a Martian imitation. What about an Optimus Prime? Autobots, transform and roll out. Transform and roll out. I am Optimus Prime. Let me do another one. This is CNN. Pretty good, huh? Sometimes I got to have some gallows humor, as I've said many times. Here's the toll-free number. I want to talk to first-time callers about Ferguson, but also entertain me in this. What else is this diverting and distracting us from? Obama has ended our borders, legalized all the illegals. That story starts to really wake people up. Now this happens. Nobody's talking about the VA scandal and the death list. No one got in trouble. They have death panels for the veterans. I mean, right there, what an evil government. No one's talking about all-time high meat prices across the board because of them shutting down farms all over the country and dollar devaluations. No one's talking about, in Texas, Breitbart, $45 million to educate foreign miners just this year. According to the Texas Comptroller. The Texas Education General Counsel audit. No one's talking about it because there's just this big pageant of, oh my gosh, somebody got killed. One man dies, it's a tragedy, 10,000 die, it's a statistic. Joseph Stalin said that, and it's true. You abort 52% of blacks. I talked to black folks about that, liberal blacks. They go, good, nobody wants them. Nobody wants them ugly black babies. I mean, you've heard that. I've played the clips here. I've had black leaders in my studio, socialist, in front of Rob Dew. I never even aired the interview. It was so sickening. Basically saying, yeah, there's too many black people. I mean, it's so sick because they're the inside operatives of the Democratic Party. They're to make sure blacks never find liberty, never find monetary success, or dangle out, oh, you can be a rap star or an NFL football player. I mean, how many slots are there for professional sports or to be a hip-hop sensation? Maybe 10,000 slots for all the professional sports and all the rap jobs and all the coolness. You've got how many million black people in this country? 12% of the population is black. What's 12% divided out of 315 million? I know that there's not a slot for 99.9% of people, but you'd believe everybody, and by the way, it's not black folks. They're not the only ones. Almost every white person I know coming out of college thinks they're going to be a rock star, a hip-hop star, or a movie star, and they're all totally delusional, running around looking for movie stars all around them. I mean, what a delusional society. Everybody wants to be some big star. It is just so bizarre. Because that's how you attain something. You don't be an honorable father, an honorable mother, and help your community and build a better society and do wood carving in the garage or paint and go sell your paintings on the weekends because you love them. Or get into gardening, or get into mountain biking, or rock climbing, or get into, you know, going and helping at the local shelter, or poetry. There are a lot of happy people that have their hobby, their passion. They're fulfilled. They're not depressed. But you've got all these young people And all these yuppies, I mean, let me tell you, living in Austin now, Austin has been ruined where I live. Toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. We're going to open the phone system up right now. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I'm just getting into the basic problem in society. L.A. has collapsed. You've got the young women of America, every beautiful girl when she's 18. I mean, a large percentage of them try to go there to be movie stars. And they go, yeah, I got a movie you can be a star in. Then there's such a glut of young women having sex on tape that it drives the prices down where they don't even make the money a hooker makes. You make less money in porn than you would make selling your body. Because the market is such a glut. But they called you a star, so you did it. See, but I'm a star. I'm in Playboy. Oh, my gosh. Why, she's a model for this or a model for that. And then those women, even the ones that are able to have some success in that, they're totally unhappy. Or when their looks go, they kill themselves. They never had kids, never had grandkids, never experienced the life cycle, never experienced the racial memories that are activated in your race memory when you follow the rites of passage. 41 million black people in the United States, we've been given the number, and there's about 10,000 slots to be a star. Maybe. And a lot of those slots are C and D and F down to Z level celebrities. So then there's all these industries now where everyone's going to be a tango dancer or a tap dancer, or they're going to be in a marching band, or they're going to be in acting lessons. And it's all these delusional people going and taking acting lessons over and over and over again to try to be movie stars, to try to be extras in a movie, and then they worship whoever's been successful. And it's so boring, so unfulfilling, so fake. And the point is, if they just randomly like to go take acting classes and want to be extras in movies because they like it, that's fine. But that's not what 90%+ of them are doing. They're doing it because they feel unfulfilled unless they can be on the television or on the big screen. I've been on the big screen. Never tried to be in movies, was put in movies. I've been offered to be in a bunch of other movies, big roles. I said no because I know how boring it is. I don't want to quit my radio show and go live in Los Angeles or go live in New Zealand or go live in Toronto or New York and just be in that empty culture. Do you know how empty the people are that are movie stars? Do you know how unhappy they are? Why do you think Hollywood over and over again has reached out to me? It's because they're looking for something real. And the ones that are awake are talking about these issues now. Like Richard Linklater, who's always been awake and never been into celebrity, and the films he makes. I'm going to take your phone calls when we come back, and we're going to have the reporters on at 12:30 so I can get to a lot of phone calls. And our reporters are on the ground investigating the provocateurs and the Ford Foundation, the New Black Panther Party. And they're also documenting the police and their bizarre behavior, arresting innocent reporters that have done nothing and still shooting at people. And it's just unbelievable. We're just going to report what's going on there. And it is now emerging more and more that Mr. Brown more than a dozen witnesses confirm Ferguson cop's version of the shooting. Michael Brown rushed officer, CNN. Militant protesters growing in number, many coming from out of state. Yeah, it's like a war party. It's like a war drum. All cultures do it. It's like a primitive, like the Scots coming out of the hills to come down and attack the English. It's the same deal. Or the Zulus coming to attack the Dutch in South Africa. I mean, that's what this is, or the Native Americans getting in a war party. That's what it is. Go out and show everybody you're a man. And how do you do that now? You wear gold chains around your neck, your pants hang down around your butt, and then you run around and scream racial epithets all day because somebody got killed by the police. And then that falls into the hands of the system that uses it. Senator says the protesters have invaded, literally. That's what the state police have said as well. It's true. Our reporters have confirmed it. Tear gas, smoke, hangover, St. Louis suburb. Black power is chanted. Dead teen's grandfather to Obama. I voted for you, so come meet me. It all just becomes a big grandstanding event. It's like a party or something. Buchanan goes on to say that it's 1960s-like riots could cause voter rebuke for president. Some liberal outfits creating almost lynch mob mentality. I agree with that. MSNBC crew hit with rocks during live coverage. Yeah, they're there worshiping the violent demonstrators and covering up for them and race baiting run by the White House, and they're being hit by rocks. Just like our reporters are being yelled at and screamed at now by the more and more militant, thug-like people that are showing up. All right, we'll be back. Is that Marcos Morales in that video?
Yes, sir.
I haven't even gotten to our reporters on CNN and all the rest of it. But it's just...
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Copy of it or buy a copy of it, The Battle for Gaul, a collection of letters back to the Senate by Julius Caesar. on how to manage what are the French and Germans and Austrians today. The Gauls, the Visigoths, the Ostrogoths. And it's the exact same tribal stuff, the exact same manipulation, the exact same police shield walls and phalanxes. Nothing really changes. And how to manipulate crowds and how to provocateur and how to divide and conquer and how to set the women up as the rulers over the men. And then I just sit here and watch the social engineering going on as the Pentagon prepares to mow Americans down en masse. That will be during a total economic collapse. And that's where the establishment is maneuvering us. That's my point. I want to go to your phone calls. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones, if you just joined us. Steve, the Russian, Henry, Mad Wit, Brent, and others. You know, folks, I let you say what your name is, but it's just sometimes it turns into a whole stunt in and of itself. So you can just announce whatever name you want on air. Plus, we never tend to get the names right anyways, you know. I'm just sick of everything. Why is the public so gullible? Why are people so easily played? Why are people so unread? Why are they so dumbed down? Why do people love to be chumps? Why do they love to buy into Nigerian emails? Why are there just people everywhere around me in Austin hopping around wanting to be stars and all narcissistic, mindless? I know so many people that when they don't become famous, they then become mentally ill and decide they're famous. Man, I just can't handle it anymore. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm sorry if I start getting a little bit angry. I'm just watching the premeditated divide and conquer takedown of our country, and it makes me want to throw up. And if the public would just wake up to it, we could turn this whole thing around. The Russian in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex. Russian here. The reason I put my name like that is so people can understand that I really am from Russia. Moved here in 91 after the collapse of the Soviet Union. And I just wanted to give you a little bit of background.
I think that's very interesting because you can parallel living under communism versus what you see happening here. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's my point. I moved here after the collapse of the Soviet Union, and I currently live in Battleground, Washington. What I don't understand is, like, for example, our family, we all moved here, and my parents obviously have lived under the Soviet communism for quite a bit. And after they moved here, things started to change. Their minds started to change. And after, I wouldn't know, like maybe 5-10 years, my parents just kind of went silent about Russia and the United States. And when we first moved here, it was a great country. We lived in Toledo, Ohio. We could leave the doors and windows open at night, and nobody ever came in. Nobody stole anything. Everything was perfectly fine. Now the economy has degraded. The people have degraded. The minds of the inhabitants of the United States have completely gone AWOL. And now it's gone to the point to where even my own parents are in denial. I'm like, hey, the economy's collapsing. Everything's getting worse. You know, I show them evidence and documents, news, articles, everything. I try to explain it to them, and they're looking, and they're like, oh, nothing's ever going to happen to the United States. I'm like, are you kidding me? It's like we came from Russia where everything collapsed. You knew that everything was going down. The Afghani war that was never ending was part of the reason of Russia's bankruptcy. America has so many wars that we're currently in. We have bases around the world. We have over 100 bases around the world.
And we've been maneuvered artificially to do that. Excellent point. People have become spectators. Television has done it. The minds have been programmed for the public to be jellyfish and to not even be real people.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7,000 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity.
Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.